1-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
If you build people around the purpose of God, look here. The work determines where you go. When you build people around the purposes of God, the work is going to determine which way you're going. It'll place a demand on people, and they will go. See, it's kind of like you have to let the job become the boss. And you rid yourself of a lot of frivolity, a lot of foolishness, a lot of compromise. That the job is the boss. The job is making the demand. The vision God has called us to has to determine the direction that we're going in. The purposes of God will make a demand on each one of us, every one of us. There'll be no just consumers. Everyone has to become a contributor. Amen. All right. So, another point, when it's the vision or the job that makes the demand, it's no longer just the pastor or the leader making the demand. The job, the vision is making the demand. That takes it beyond just the limitations of a person. It gets bigger than you. Amen? Call of God will make demands. Okay, let me make another statement. The purposes of God don't change. The purposes of God don't change. Sometimes personality can be up. Sometimes you don't feel like hearing it. You know, sometimes you don't feel like, you know, but the purposes don't change. The purpose of God is set. It will not change. The instruments can change. You know, people can come and people can go. They can be in a position or in a function for a time, and then they're not there. Purpose won't change. When you build around that, you know, the engine don't cut off. Someone leaves, okay, the purpose hasn't changed. God will send someone to fill that spot. God will send two to fill that spot. Okay, number two, let me give you this one. Leaders of the future move people from heritage to inheritance. Everyone in the house should be certain, and we need to be competent enough to ensure the people in the house that they have a heritage. But now, inheritance comes through impartation. Everyone has a heritage, but the inheritance is established through impartation. It's through impartation that everyone can move into inheritance. Now, as leaders, we must continually impress upon the churches. We have to move into our inheritance, into our heritage. We have to. We can't just settle here. If it's not manifest yet, we have to keep moving until we move into this heritage, into this inheritance. What the challenge is in churches sometimes, people come and they have a heritage from somewhere else, you know, and you brought them into your leadership. And after a while, you begin to realize, wait a minute, something's wrong here. We're not moving in the same direction. They have a heritage from a denomination or something. And here, you're trying to, you know, bring them into their inheritance, and it's all wrong. It's all messed up. Wrong frequencies. So like was spoken last night, we need to take time. You know, instead of microwaving stuff, put it in the crock pot. Put it in the crock pot and let it just cook all day long and see until all those flavors blend together. You know, you microwave it, boom, you get it out there real quick, and then you find out later, they don't even have my spirit. They don't have the spirit of the house. They're anointed. Remember Lot and Abraham? Both were rich when they came out of Egypt. And Lot, when there are two heads like that, ultimate manifestation is strife. And you got two heads, you got a monster. And when you got two heads like that, Abraham couldn't even see what his inheritance was until they separated. Once they separated, God said, now Abraham, see. You got rid of this, now see. And see, you don't have to worry about Lot in the church, because Lot is always going to choose wrong. Don't worry about Lot. Lot will choose wrong and wrong and wrong and wrong. Don't worry about it. They try to split the church. They try to take what's yours. Don't worry about it. Lot's going to choose wrong. Lot will always choose wrong. You just stay the course. And sometimes you have to separate yourself to be able to see clearly. I love what Dr. Price was saying last night. And we have, to a measure here, foundation classes, you know, where you send people through certain training. We do leadership, and probably most of us do, but where they're trained. You're continually speaking into their life, imparting your spirit, challenging them, correcting them, tuning them, you know, sometimes pruning, you know, cutting stuff back. But, you know, it takes that, and it takes time. You know, a lot of stuff, overnight stuff. You know, you twist your ankle bad enough, it'll swell up overnight. It'll swell up in a moment. It'll get big on you real quick, but that ain't a good big. You understand what I mean? Some stuff gets big quick, but it ain't good. It increases quick, but it ain't good. Who wants a big old swollen ankle? It'll take a few moments. You twist it, but it's painful. We have to rally around the purposes of God and not just some personality stuff, some personal achievement. Sometimes our achievement or our goals are not even God's goals. What we call success, God didn't even look at that as success. Because I had some personal success. That's not necessarily God's success. Because I had personal success. Is it rallying around the purpose of God? Or is it just, I got a name out there now. People know what I'm doing. It had nothing to do with the purposes of God. We see too much of that today. I like this because we have to make everyone in the house a useful vessel and not just a souvenir. A lot of churches are just full of souvenirs, trophies, past grace. No. We have to make them useful. Everyone in the house. That's the goal. That's the purpose of God. That they're not just consumers, but everyone's a contributor. Tell somebody, I got the grace for it. As leaders, as competent leaders, this is our metron. This is what we have to do in order to rally the church, bring the church around the purposes of God. Yeah, people will grow weary of us sometimes. People will leave, but I like this because God will always bring the right people to you. Sometimes things aren't happening well or you're having so much trouble and it seems so difficult because the right people aren't around you. They can be good people. They can be, you know, skillful people. But are they the right people? Think about a moment. If Joshua in Exodus 17, if Joshua had gone up to the top of the hill with Moses and Hur, and Aaron had gone down into the valley, history would be different. And, you know, I can see Joshua up at the top, up on the hill, just pacing. What you doing, my man? Hold your hands up for what, man? I can't be standing there holding your hands up, man. I need my sword drawn, you know. And Aaron would have been down there talking about some compromise. How much gold we got down here? I can get your calf, you know. Right? Wrong people in the wrong places. But you get the right people in the right places. And we have to labor for that. We can't just do it because things seem okay. You know, after the service, everything seems okay, long as, you know, nobody's making no big mess. But no, we got to have competent leadership that's going to do this thing around the purpose of God. If God's not satisfied with it, we shouldn't be satisfied. And sometimes we have to make hard decisions with people that have been here since ancient of days. You know, they've been here since before the church started. They ain't doing nothing. Well, we get a spot for them. You just sit right here. And, you know, we'll let you do this. But I can't have you up here. You can't be doing this anymore. You know, we love you. You stay here till Jesus comes, but we'll have you doing that. You understand what I mean? Because you're messing this up. We need to make decisions like competent leadership that ain't scared to say things and to put things in order like God would have it. Because you'll have some repercussions. You'll have people that'll flare up at you at times, but stand still. Stay your course and watch whose side God is on. If he's called you, he's going to stand with you. Amen. He'll stand with you. And you'll see things happen. There'll be repentance. There'll be chastening. There'll be something that happens. Because it's hard to kick against the pricked. And it's better that they obey you and not give you trouble as God has called you to that function. Amen? Okay, let's go to the next one. Number three, the prophetic dimension for conquest. The third dimension is that of territorial influence. Territorial influence. In Joshua, you don't have to turn there, but in chapter 1, God speaks afresh to a new leader. He says, I need you, Joshua. Moses is dead. You cannot rely upon the past leadership because that leadership is gone. Come on, this is new Kairos. We need competent leaders, and we will have territorial influence. This is our call. He tells Joshua, he says, now arise, sense that there's a new season, Joshua. There's a new season. There'll be something more required of you. Amen? There's more. As leaders, if we don't rise, we cannot lead people into their inheritance. We have to rise. You might say, we have to rise. Yesterday's grace is old grace. It's not sufficient for today. There's a new grace, a greater grace for today that we have to seize upon and rise in order to lead the people into their inheritance. Joshua, Moses is gone. I'm raising up a new leadership. Sense the new season. What we have to do now, and this I said this in the beginning, what we have to do now, we have to believe God for supernatural breakthroughs. Come on, I said, we have to believe God. We're in a place now where we have to believe God for the supernatural intervention. We cannot do it ourselves. Except heaven intervenes, we are done. I cannot go any further without heaven. He told Elijah, rise, eat, and drink, for the journey is too great for you. You cannot do it yourself. Now, we need super, if we're going to have territorial influence, we need supernatural intervention, supernatural manifestation. God has to be the God that he says he is. There's no more faking it. No more pretense. No more just the hoping and the praying. God's got to show up. God got to do what he said he's going to do. And we got to get in a position to say, okay, God, if you don't do it, it's over. Hello? You know, it's interesting how Elijah, again, I'm going on a little rabbit trail here. Elijah, before he confronted the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel, before he confronted them, it's interesting what God did. God had him go to Zarephath or Zidon, where Jezebel's daddy was, or where he was brought up, where all this foolishness started, where the source was. And what did he do? He broke the power of death. He broke the power of poverty. The meal, you know the story. But then when he broke it there, now he was released to go and confront the prophets of Baal. What did he do? He cut the power source off. Those prophets of Baal were wizards. These were men that could call down stuff, that could do stuff. But what happened? He cut the source. So when he confronted them, they did their thing all day long and nothing happened. Elijah cut the source. We get into territory. We have to have territorial influence. And we have to understand and know where the sources are to deal with the source. A lot of times people are dealing with fruit. You deal with all the fruit, but then the root remains. And a year later, it's back to what it was. No. We deal with the root. I mean, tell somebody again, please. Don't be scared. God has equipped you with this grace to deal with the root. Cut it off, and when you confront Baal, Baal will be powerless. Tell somebody it's time for me to act. In verse 3 of Joshua 1, the Lord is telling Joshua, every place the sole of your foot trades. He said, I've given that to you. In other words, I've given you territorial dominance. I've given you territorial dominance everywhere the sole of your foot treads. In other words, I'm here to influence territories. Come on, can we grasp that today? Can we, the extraordinary prophetic fulfillment. No longer are we just in a little corner doing our thing and, you know, just staying saved. You know, us four and no more. We're now commissioned to impact and dominate territory. Listen, dominion in every domain. God is not just looking for high places. He's looking for or wanting dominion in every domain. Somebody say every domain. We continue in 7 Dimensions of Conquest.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.